Trump on Talafrico calling capitalism oppressive, one of the worst candidates I've ever seen. By Nick Gilbertson on September 2, 2026. President Donald Trump blasted Democrats' U.S. Senate candidate in Texas, James Talarico, as one of the worst candidates he has ever seen when asked about Talarico bashing capitalism as oppressive and saying it needs to be dismantled. Trump's comments came Wednesday in the Oval Office in response to a question from Breitbart News. Well, that's one of the least of the bad things he has said. He said a lot of bad things. I mean, they have a name, a nickname for him. I don't want to use it, but the name happens to be Talafrico because he is one of the worst candidates I've ever seen, Trump said. He then lauded the Republican U.S. Senate candidate in the Lone Star State, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, as the best attorney general in the nation. The president said, "We have a guy named Ken Paxton, and some people don't like the way he dresses, or some people don't like the way he interviews or talks. But you know the one thing about him, he was the best attorney general in this country for the last 10 years or more, the most effective, the hardest working. He was the best attorney general in the United States. So I don't care about an interview, and I don't care about the way he dresses. All I know is that he was considered by almost everybody to be the best, the single strongest, smartest attorney general in the United States, and I can attest to that because we have a lot of business, both governmental and when I was in the private sector. He was the most effective guy there was, and I think he should win on the basis of that." CNN's M. Steck and Andrew Kaczynski reported Tuesday that in 2020, Talarico bashed capitalism, linking it with white supremacy, and also said Texas's oil and gas industry would not last. 6 years before becoming Texas Democrats' U.S. Senate nominee, James Talarico described capitalism as an oppressive system during a Sierra Club event, grouping it with white supremacy and climate change and saying ending the ways all three worked together was necessary to begin the process of dismantling them. In the same article, the outlet reported that Talarico, speaking of the gas and oil industry, said, "That industry is not gonna last." In a statement to CNN, Talarico campaign spokesperson JT Ennis claimed Talarico is a proud capitalist, adding the candidate has said that some previous comments missed the mark. "James is a proud capitalist and agrees with the majority of Texans that racism, natural disasters, and a billionaire-controlled economy are all problems we need to address," Ennis told CNN. "James supports the oil and gas industry and believes in an all-of-the-above energy strategy that protects Texas oil and gas jobs," Ennis added.